Wisconsin Public Service Corporation's Dave Wanner told Surface Transportation Board members that rail shipments of coal are 50% slower than last year.
Now, as a result, we reinstituted our coal conservation measures in mid-August, which is adding to the millions of dollars that these measures have already cost our customers.
Wanner says they're taking electrical production units in Weston and Columbia offline. Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson says farmers aren't able to get enough rail service to ship grain.
There is a lot of nervousness out there within the farming community about what's going to happen this fall and how big of a problem this is going to be.
Canadian Pacific Railroad's John Brooks says they're doing the best they can, juggling cargoes, including a large increase in Bakken oil.
There's no excuse, and we understand. There are orders out there that are old and need to be filled and will be filled. But part of the effort has got to be getting our arms around the reality out there of what these are. And we realize we created this with our system, not our shippers. It's not their fault.
But Surface Transportation Board Vice Chair Deb Miller says railroads have to meet grain and coal obligations.
You really haven't made any progress. I know that you've been serving customers. You've moved like 18,000 carloads since you started reporting. But you know, the trend line didn't change until your customers canceled orders.
The board can decide to issue an emergency order to direct railroads to carry certain cargo, but that power is rarely used. A spokesman says they're hoping for private sector solutions. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.